Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Anna. How can we help you, madam?
Hi. So I'm just calling because I want to follow up on a date I recently went to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we met on cooking class, and then I invited him for dinner at my place. I was cooking, and we had a great time.
Yeah? How great of a time?
Like, really good.
Like he spent the night great of a time?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, what happened?
So, he was gone.
He was gone?
I tried to look for him in the rest of the house. But the kitchen was a disaster.
The kitchen was a disaster?
Yes. Things I had not even seen in my life, like, were popping up in my kitchen. Just cabinets were open. I think he went through my recycling.
Did he rob you? But, you know, what?
Everything checked out, but he did cook for me. There were some scrambled eggs on the counter.
Oh. So he's just a messy cook. So you just, like, left your kitchen a mess, right? That's what it sounds like?
Well, I saw that my front door was open, so I thought he was out to get something that he had, you know, needed. But I tried calling him, and nothing. Like, no response.
And you haven't heard from him since then?
I haven't heard from him since then.
So you guys had a great night. He spent the night. Sex took place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next morning, he made you eggs, left the mess in your kitchen, left your front door, and just left your house.
Correct.
I hope he answers the phone. Hang on, Anna, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Is this Ramon?
Who's this?
We got Ramon.
New phone.
Yeah. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Radio station, okay.
Yes.
What do you want?
Well, we wanted to talk to you because we got your phone number from a girl that wanted us to call you so we can ask you out on a date on her behalf.
This is really sketchy. What do you say?
Okay.
A girl told you to call me from a radio station? I don't know anyone from a radio station.
No. Okay, he's half listening. That's good. Okay, so no. We got your phone number from a girl, okay? It's a girl you know, and I'm going to tell you her name. So basically, she just wants to ask you out on a date, and if you say yes, if you agree to the date, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. So, like, you can pick the restaurant, you know, you can let us know, like, whatever day you're free. If you want to do, like, a Tuesday afternoon, whatever. We'll pay for everything. We'll reserve everything, and you just show up. You know, you have a good meal, you have some good drinks, and you just see if you and this girl hit it off. That's it.
Okay. I mean, as long as I get to pick the place, but who's the girl?
Who's the girl? Okay, so this is good. So it's a girl that you actually hung out with already. You guys had a good time, according to her. Anna.
The muffin girl?
The muffin girl?
The muffin girl?
Yeah, I hung out with her the night before, and she made me dinner. We hung out. We banged. And then the next morning, I woke up before her, so I was like, I'll just make her breakfast, you know, to, like, return the favor. She cooked me a meal, I'll cook her a meal.
Yeah.
And then I started cooking, I was going through the kitchen, and I saw this muffin, right? And I ate the muffin, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Started cooking eggs, and then, like, 10 minutes after I ate the muffin, I started to get this real weird feeling.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, there was something in that muffin, I think, I don't know. He's, like, left it there, like, on a plate with a little doily, like, she wanted me to eat it. And then I saw all this started going through my head, like, I can't find my keys now. Did she hide my keys? Like, I don't know what is going on. So I got really sketched out, and I just bolted, and I just ran home.
You ran home?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
What is happening?
Ramon, Anna's on the phone.
Oh, man.
She's on the phone?
Hi.
Yeah, Anna.
Yes, I'm here.
So,
what's your deal?
Yeah, what is he talking about?
Why is she on the phone? Why are you on the phone, Anna?
Dude, I had a great time with you. I thought you did too. You disappeared on me. You know, you even left your shoes, and I can't believe you ran or 9 miles.
Hold on, this is getting weirder and weirder. You ran out of our house with no shoes?
Dude, I didn't even. That's why my feet are all f***ed up. I didn't even realize I left my shoes over there.
What?
What did you do with my keys? And what did you put in that muffin?
This is like,
oh my god, yeah. That must have been the weed blueberry muffins. So they're strong.
The weed blueberry muffins?
I make them for my brother and his friends. They pay me, and I, you know, I bake them cookies and muffins, and I make pasta and
all with weed in it.
Yes.
So you just leave weed food lying around for people to just eat? Like, you just leave food with drugs in it just sitting around your apartment? Yeah.
I assume my brother had taken everything, so.
Hold on. Anna, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did you happen to have one of those muffins this morning? Because you sound like you're high as shit. No offense.
I had some weed pizza last night. I think it's still...
Okay.
That's a thing?
That explains it.
What do you do? Sprinkle it on top? Yeah.
Forget the oregano.
Yeah. So, Ramon, you just had...
Anyway,
This makes
perfect... Second date.
Yeah. Do you want to do a second date? So, that's what it is. You had a muffin that had weed in it, and that caused you to freak out and run to your... How far do you live from Anna's house?
Bro, I don't know. Like, she lives in Boston. I live in Braintree. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like 10 miles.
Yeah, 10 miles.
Yeah, it's 10. That's
you
about,
ran 10 miles barefoot.
I don't know, dude. I guess so. I felt like death was chasing me. I was just terrified. I didn't even realize I didn't have shoes on.
And you,
I just got home. My feet are like bloody, and I was just tweaking the whole night, looking out my windows. I felt like this girl works for the government. She's like, she drugged me or something. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't find my keys. I had to climb into my house through my bathroom window because I didn't have my key to my door.
So you ran 10 Dude, miles barefoot and broke into your own house.
Pretty much, yeah.
He clearly didn't have an end game there.
Those muffins sound amazing.
Yeah, because now you need to figure out how you get your keys back.
Yeah, so you guys should go out on another date just so Anna can give you your shoes and your keys back.
No. Look, I'll send you my address and just send me my keys. Actually, I'm going to give you my P.O. box. I don't want you having my address. Just send my keys and my shoes to my P.O. box.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.